Historical treatment of chronic pain. Ancient and archaic cultures often believed that chronic pain was a result of magic, spirits, demons, punishments by the god, and other similar causes. This is consistent with other ways in which they explained other things for which the cause was unknown. Treatments did often include the use of plants like the coca plant in South and Central America and opium across Eurasia. Often, these plants, which both have effects on a person's mental state, were also used for religious purposes, and use of these plants for healing purposes also involved the practitioner's form of worship. There were also some specific treatments for specific ailments that may not have involved religious or magical practices, such as the use of electric eels to treat fibromyalgia and headaches in Egypt, Greece, and Rome. Credit to Sabatowski, Schaefer, Casper, Brunsch, and Radbruch, 2004. Similar to ancient civilizations, Christian Europe throughout the Middle Ages and Renaissance centered a lot of their pain treatment on religious belief. For example, it was thought that praying could cause one's pain to go away, and that in some cases, pain was the result of sin, whether conducted by that individual or a close family member. Credit to Sabatowski, Schaefer, Casper, Brunsch, and Radbruch, 2004. While these attempts to treat pain were likely well-intentioned, a lack of understanding of the human body and subsequent negative beliefs about magical, demonic, and religious causes of pain likely attributed to the foundations of some of the negative beliefs about pain patients in the modern world. Once adopted by English physicians, opium was widely used by members of English society for both pain treatment and recreation by way of ingestion. The dangers of opium addiction were well known, but many still believed uncut opium to be a pure and harmless substance that could ease all suffering. Literary circles were particularly fond of the substance and abused it well into the 20th century. Credit to Sabatowski, Schaefer, Casper, Brunsch, and Radbruch, 2004. Opioids have historically been a successful treatment plan for pain, but are complicated by the fact that they are addictive. One other example of a historical precedent for ineffective and discriminatory treatment to pain patients with chronic pain regards patients who developed, quote, railway spine, a condition similar to whiplash as a result of train collisions. Railroad conductors did not want to compensate patients, since they could not see a visible source of the pain. Credit to Zhang, 2017. Descriptive links for references. All of the references are listed in the order they appear in the Historical Treatment of Chronic Pain. To access a complete list of citations for this open educational resource, please visit the full list of references at the end of the page. We do not read our descriptive links or citations aloud, but encourage those listening to use screen reading technology to identify the links so they can use their assistive technology to navigate them. Thank you for reading and listening.